Welcome to the Deis Podcast. My name is Rachel Hollis, and I've built a multi-million dollar media company with a high school diploma and a Google search bar. Each week, we'll share direct, tangible advice or inspiring interviews with the same intention. These are the tools to change your life. You guys, if you have hung out with me on any social platform for honestly any length of time now, you have probably heard me talk about Five to Thrive. Five to Thrive was sort of this cutesy little name that I gave this idea maybe a year and a half ago, which were the five things that I do every single day that have drastically changed my life, changed my energy level, changed the kind of mom that I am, have changed the kind of entrepreneur that I am, just totally changed the game for me. And so it's something that I really try to speak into other people. I think that if you tried, if you set out, I don't even think, I know, because I get so many notes from those of you who are doing it, that if you take on Five to Thrive, which are my five things, they're very simple, and you do them every day, I do not overstate this, it will absolutely, fundamentally change your life. Change your life. These five things. Here they are. Number one. This is so funny because this is the thing that people freak out about, and I always feel like it's the easiest one of the entire five. Because when someone tells me that I need to cut something out of my life, that is a challenge for me. But when someone tells me to add something to my life, that doesn't feel as difficult. So the number one thing on my list is drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. And here's what it looks like. I've had so many people be like, okay, I converted my weight to ounces and then I divided in half. I'm like, I don't even know what kind of math you're talking about, you guys. I have a high school education. I am not that cool. I have a public high school education, which is even worse. No. Take your body weight. Let's say you weigh 100 pounds. Divide that in half. That's 50 ounces of water every single day. So then the second question I get is, oh my gosh, that's a lot of water. That's way more than I'm drinking now. Doesn't that make you have to pee every 5 minutes? Basically, yes. Of course it does. But it's also flushing toxins out of your system. Your skin will never look better. You will get less headaches. Half your body weight in ounces of water is essential towards getting there. The second thing, Five to Thrive, the second thing on my list is cut out a category of food you know you should not be eating for the next 30 days. So maybe it's fried food, maybe it's processed food, maybe it's sugar, maybe you have too many carbs, so you're gonna give up bread for 30 days. Maybe you're gonna give up chips, maybe you're gonna give up fast food, whatever it is, just an entire category of food that you don't touch. It's not even a diet because you have every other kind of food to choose from. You're just going to give up this one thing for 30 days and you are not going to cheat. You're not gonna go, well, I've gone 9 days, I'm just gonna have the Diet Coke just today and then tomorrow I'm back on the wagon. No. I'm asking you to give up something and I'm only asking you to do it for 30 days because here's the deal. 30 days, it becomes a part of your life. 30 days, it becomes a new habit. 30 days is how long it took me to give up meat, to give up Diet Coke, to give up my addiction, my crazy, crazy addiction to cheese. I gave up fried foods this way. I still, on holidays and different times, I'll indulge in those things. But by removing them from my diet for a month, it allowed me to change the kind of food that I ate. So now I don't reach for those things regularly because they're just not a part of my everyday life. The key to this one though, the key is that you cannot cheat. Don't cheat on yourself. Don't break a promise to yourself. Just give up the thing for 30 days. Hey guys, we'll be back in a hot minute with more of this interview, but now a quick word from a sponsor. Y'all, did you know that Barnes & Noble is releasing an exclusive edition of Girl Wash Your Face, and we're calling it the Hustlers Edition. Guess who needs that? You. You are a hustler, I am a hustler, and I'm proud to be one. Here's the deal.
I signed 2,000 copies of this book. You can only get them on Barnes & Noble, and it includes a bonus chapter for ladies just like us who are getting their hustle on. Also, it costs the same as the book everywhere else, but you are not gonna wanna sleep on this one. Supplies will not last, so you need to pre-order it now. If you are heading into the new year with a huge desire and a New Year's resolution to get organized, I have the answer. The Cozy app. This is something that Dave and I discovered, honestly, through trial and error. We really wanted to get our lives together. We really wanted a schedule that he and I could both have to access what the kids were doing on which days, what doctor's appointments we needed to go to, whose birthday party was this Saturday. And honestly, you guys, we tried out about 15 different options before we found Cozy. We love Cozy because we have access to each other's schedules, what the kids are up to, and our nanny's on it as well. So we can all communicate who needs to be doing what at what time. If you are a working parent, you have to have this app. And here's the deal, two really cool things. You can even add items to your Cozy list using Amazon Alexa, and it's totally free, you guys. Get the Cozy app. COZI from your app store or cozy.com/Rachel. Hey y'all, do me a favor. While you're listening to today's episode, take a screenshot and put it on Instagram or your Insta stories and tag me. I love hearing what you think and seeing what you're up to, and it helps the tribe remember to go listen to this week's episode. Thanks so much. The next item on my list is working out, or I guess I should say staying active. Every single day for 7 days in a week, every single day, I want you to do something active with your body. We are not made to sit around on a couch and watch Game of Thrones. I promise, it might be fun, but we're not made to do that. We're actually animals. Our bodies were made to move. So depending on your level of fitness, 30 minutes a day for you might be time at the gym, a Zumba class, cardio kickboxing, or working out with a trainer. And for others of you, maybe you're at the beginning of your fitness journey. So 30 minutes might just be a slow walk with your dog, or playing out in the backyard with your kids, or dancing around in your kitchen as you make dinner, whatever it is, just commit that every single day of your life, you are going to move your body for at least 30 minutes. Let's see, water, food, exercise. Number 4, get up an hour earlier. Every single day, I want you to get up an hour before you normally do. And then I want you to use that hour for, hold on, sound. Every single day of your life, I want you to get up an hour earlier. And then I want you to use that hour for yourself. Use it to work on that book. Use it to work on your dream. Use it to work out, read the Bible, meditate, exercise, have a cup of coffee and look at a magazine, paint a picture. I don't care what you use it for. The idea is just that you find an hour for yourself. It's the question that I get most often is like, or not the question, it's the comment I get most often is like, I don't have time. I don't have time. You have time. You just need to carve it out. You need to say that you value self-care enough to give yourself an hour every single day of your life that's just for you. An hour out of 24 is not a lot, you guys. Two important caveats with this one. One, if you have a new baby, if you have a child who is waking up, if you are like a doctor, I've had so many people who are like, man, my shift's at like 3 a.m. I don't think it's smart for me to wake up at 2 a.m. Like, come on, be smart about this, you guys. If you have a 2-month-old baby and you're barely getting sleep, then probably waking up an hour earlier is a dumb idea for you. Use common sense. Do not take this one on if it doesn't make sense for your life. What I would recommend that you do instead is find an hour for yourself at a different time of the day. I really think there's something powerful about getting up an hour earlier before my kids, before my husband, because that's time for myself, and I think it's a really intentional way to start my day. But if the morning doesn't work for you, do it in the afternoon or do it at night after everyone's in bed. But just be intentional about that time for yourself. The other thing that's important to say is if you are getting up an hour earlier, this makes me literally want to beat my head against a wall when I get people who send me notes who are like, I am struggling so hard to wake up an hour earlier because I'm so tired. Do you guys understand that if you get up an hour earlier, you have to go to bed an hour earlier? I'm not saying that you give up an hour of sleep. You have to readjust your schedule to make getting up an hour earlier okay for your body. One of the most important things in the world, I'm not even kidding, is your sleep. You have to get 7 to 8 hours every single night. People who are like, oh, I only get 4 hours of sleep or 5 hours of sleep, yeah, then that's the reason that you're struggling in other areas. Honestly, if you are struggling with diet or exercise or committing to yourself or finishing the book or having energy and you are only getting 5 or 6 hours of sleep or 4 or 5 hours of sleep, that is the number one reason why. You've got to get to bed so you can get up that hour earlier and have some time for yourself. Last and most important, if you don't, I mean, gosh, I want you to do every single one of these because I think they're really simple things and they really focus in on self-care. But if you don't do anything else from this list, I would ask you to do this one thing because it will change everything. Every single day, I want you to write down 10 things that you're grateful for every single day. 10 things that you're grateful for that happened that day. So people a lot of times will reach for like, I'm grateful for my husband, or I'm grateful for my kids, or I'm grateful for my job. And of course, those are super important. If you are only looking for the big things to be grateful for, the overarching things in your life, you are going to miss out on the simple, beautiful moments of your day. So if you force yourself to look for things in today, a beautiful sunset, a delicious cup of coffee, your favorite song being on the radio, your kids' laughter, that day's thing, those simple tiny things, I want you to look for the tiny moments. You will spend your day, you will train your brain to look for gratitude throughout your day. It's an incredible gift for yourself. It will change everything. It is impossible to be anxious and grateful at the same time. It is impossible to be angry and grateful at the same time. It is impossible to be depressed and grateful at the same time. I am telling you, if you spend your day looking for your 10 things, like, hey, I gotta make my list later tonight, so I have to be on the lookout for beautiful things, for just gifts from the universe or from God to me that happened today, it will change your perspective of everything. 5 to thrive. I want you to embrace them all at once. I don't think they're that hard to do. I think that they will change everything for you. But even if you only try for one or two at the beginning, I hope you'll consider taking it on. It is a simple trick, but it has changed my life, and I hope that it will change yours. We will be back with another episode next week. In the meantime, if you have a moment, and you can write a review or subscribe to the podcast. That is life to those of us who work so hard to produce every single episode. For more information, you can check out deuspodcast.com or stalk me on every form of social media. I am Miss Rachel Hollis on every single platform. This week's listener review is from Tamika W. Tamika says, like a best friend with all the right answers. I just recently stumbled upon Rachel when Christy Wright from Business Boutique recommended her. Rachel has vibrancy that makes you hang on her words while the little gears in your head begin to turn, figuring out your next plan of action. She makes it real and attainable for all. I am so inspired. Tamika, thank you so much for the review. I really appreciate it. Every single week, I feature a new listener review, and I would love to hear what you think. Be sure to head over to iTunes and subscribe to this podcast and leave your comments so I can feature you on next week's episode. Thanks to our producer, Allison Cohen, our sound engineer, Jack Noble, and our sound editor, Andrew Weller. Most importantly, I hope you heard something today that inspires you. I'll see you next week.